Hi there, my name is Gail Robinson and I'm a clinical neuropsychologist and professor at the University of Queensland Brain Institute in Brisbane, Australia. I'm excited to tell you about our work identifying the outcomes of individuals with DCC mutations, that is, a deleted in colorectal cancer gene mutation. Now, some of these individuals have corpus callosal dysgenesis, and some also have mirror movement. Now, this work is an international collaboration of the IRC5. The IRC5 is an international research consortium for corpus callosum and cerebral connectivity. So, investigating the clinical outcomes of individuals follows our recent genetic discovery work that was published in Nature Genetics and led by Ashley Marsh. Here we reported that monoallelic pathogenic variants in the DCC gene is associated with isolated corpus callosal dysgenesis and mirror movements. Now, just backtracking a little bit, the corpus callosum is the largest white matter tract connecting the left and right hemispheres of the brain. Now, when there's corpus callosum dysgenesis, it means that this fiber that connects the left and the right is either absent or greatly reduced. Now, a DCC mutation is the first known genetic cause for isolated corpus callosum dysgenesis. Now, this can be alone, or it can also be associated with other structural brain anomalies and multiple congenital syndromes as well. And it's also due to sometimes genetic causes or environmental causes. Mirror movements, on the other hand, are characterized by involuntary movements. And typically it's one side of the body mirrors what the other side of the body is doing. To illustrate, if you start and ask somebody to do this with one hand, if they have mirror movement disorder, then you'll find they start to do it with both hands. In individuals with DCC pathogenic variants, mirror movements are thought to be due to reduced crossing of the corticospinal tracts at the level of pyramidal decussation. Now, DCC is important for commissural tract development, including the corpus callosum. It's important for transferring information between the left and right hemispheres of the brain. It's also important for crossing of corticospinal tracts for transmission of motor signals to the opposite side. Now, in our paper, we really detail the more clinical features, that is, from neurology, from brain imaging on MRI, and from the neuropsychology or the cognitive and behavioral aspects. Now, we have 12 individuals from three different families, all having the DCC mutation. But only five of the individuals have both corpus callosum dysgenesis and mirror movements. Three of them only have corpus callosal dysgenesis. Two of them only have mirror movements. And two of them don't have either of those. So they don't have mirror movements or corpus callosal dysgenesis, but they do have the DCC mutation. Now, the short story here is that there was a range of features present. In terms of the neuropsychology, the most severe impairments in terms of things like memory, language, attention, intellectual abilities, and executive functions. Now, the most severe impairments were found in those individuals that had both mirror movements and corpus callosal dysgenesis. The best prognosis is if you didn't have either of those, even when you still have the DCC mutation. So the overall finding here is that we have a grading of severity of neuropsychological impairments depending on whether you have the presence of both mirror movements and corpus callosal dysgenesis or the absence of both, even when you have the DCC mutation. So that means that this pathogenic variant of the DCC alone is not sufficient to to explain a level of disability that we see when those other features are present. I hope I've whet your appetite, so please read our full paper and the supplementary material that's coming out in the June 2020 issue. Thank you.